That may not be breaking news exactly, but some of that is expected this weekend in the United Kingdom. The country's parliament, its lawmaking body, is set to debate a new deal concerning the Brexit, the British exit from the European Union. The EU is an economic and political partnership of 28 countries. It's existed since 1993, and no country has ever left the EU since it was established. But Britain's voted to separate from it in the summer of 2016, and their government and that of the European Union have been trying to agree on a way to do that ever since. It's an incredibly complicated process. International trade, immigration, laws, all of these things have to be figured out. If they're not, Britain could separate from the EU in what's called a no-deal Brexit. But without an agreement in place, that could create some temporary instability for both Britain and the European Union. The government of Theresa May, Britain's previous prime minister, was able to reach a deal with the European Union on the terms of the Brexit. But Britain's parliament, which needs to approve the Brexit deal first, didn't. It rejected that agreement. And that eventually led to Prime Minister May's resignation. Now, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has struck a new deal with the European Union. But will Parliament vote to approve that? We'll see this weekend. If Britain's Parliament rejects this new agreement, it could lead to a no-deal Brexit, or the deadline could be extended once again for Britain and the European Union to reach another deal. That's happened several times this year. Another kind of agreement's been made between the United States and Turkey. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has been in the Turkish capital, meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Yesterday, Vice President Pence said a ceasefire has been called in northern Syria along the Turkish border. That's where Turkey's been going after Kurdish forces that it considers terrorists. But the Kurds in Syria have been U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State terrorist group. Under the agreement, Turkey says it will pause its military action in northern Syria and enforce a safe zone there. And the Kurdish forces would leave the area. Then the United States will remove its recent penalties on Turkey's economy. Turkey says its military operation has paid off.